there's a simplistic solution, and a lot of people will just say, well, it's supply and demand. And they're actually right. But what that means is you need a solution on both sides. Mm-hmm. So on the supply side, we need to build more homes. We need to build them faster. We also need to build the types of homes that regular Canadian families can afford. And you're right. So co-ops is a great example. This government is the first one in over 30 years to use the word co-ops in a budget and apply some money to it. Mm-hmm. And in this most recent fall economic statement, there's an additional $309 million to build more co-ops. There's $1.5 billion previously committed that will be unrolling. I also met with the Co-op Housing Federation of Canada this past week, and they're thrilled with that progress because really successive provincial and federal governments have dropped the ball on building supply side supportive housing. That's co-ops, that's not-for-profit, that's rent geared to income. Unfortunately, Canada has one of the lowest ratios of social housing versus market housing. We need more non-market solutions. But on the demand side, you were right earlier to point to wage stagnation. Luckily, Canada is a country in the world where wage growth and inflation are closest. That's because of two factors. One, we have lower inflation than most other countries, but we also have higher wage growth. And a part of the reason for that is because of collective bargaining and really strong relationships with unions and with labor. I was over at Unifor just last week congratulating them on our anti-scab legislation, which means banning replacement workers from picketing environments. So if, for example, our friends down at the Unifor workers at No Frills, at John's No Frills, you guys are good friends of John's No Frills, sure, and good friends of all the workers down there. Well, they're unionized, and that means that they've got good benefits, they've got good wages, and I know that John values the relationship that he has with Unifor. So ensuring that people are getting a good working wage and that those best deals are always made at the bargaining table collectively. And that's why we work with unions and organized labor, and we're also getting more affordable housing built. One of the things that we've done just in the last couple months with respect to building more affordable housing is we've dropped the HST for developers, whether they're building co-ops or purpose-built rentals. Previously, there was actually this strange benefit because the developer building a condo could pass on the HST to the first purchaser, whereas if you're building purpose-built rental or a co-op, the developer would have to pay the HST up front. We've eliminated that, and already we've seen a shift towards building more purpose-built rentals and more co-ops in Canada.